Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa K.
Good morning.
Head of production, our co-host, Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We got a jam-packed Monday lined up for you. Lots of good stuff coming up, everybody. Not only will we have the El Cafe birthday and anniversary club right around the corner, we'll also get into the top holiday travel destinations.
All right.
Got that coming up.
Got to plan my next vacation.
Yes, everybody. Everybody get your notebooks ready.
You don't get to go on anymore.
If you don't want to go on a vacation, maybe you want to check out some of the deadliest jobs in America. We have some of those lined up for you as well.
Yeah, sign me up.
You know, one way or the other, we got travel plans for you. We will talk about that. We, of course, in the 9 o'clock hour, will have a Kitchens Open segment for you, as we do every Monday. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that. It's going to be an exciting and interesting one today, everybody. Be sure to check that out.
Yes.
Some entertainment news for you after that. Looking forward to it. And we have the 20 most Googled text abbreviations.
Okay.
We're only going over these so we can learn them. That's the only reason
we need
we're
to learn. Yeah.
And
I'll have to take notes.
You and me both. 20 older names that will never be popular again, possibly.
Possibly. You never know.
Possibly. We'll see. But I thought this would be a fun place to kick things off. Happy birthday, everyone. No? Wait. No.
What?
We do have a couple of names on our list today. Actually, okay. They're all anniversaries, really.
Oh, really?
This article threw me a little bit this morning, but did you know that September 9th is the most common birthday in the U.S.?
Oh, no. Wow.
According to the Social Security Administration, it's number one. September 19th is next, and then September 12th.
That's funny.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Mm-hmm.
All September.
The top... What was happened 9 months ago? What was
yeah, exactly.
The top 10 are actually all days that fall between September 9th and September 20th.
Wow.
Because
how about that?
If you count backwards 40 weeks, you get early December.
Oh, yes. It's cold.
Cold months.
Got to stay warm.
Got to think of something to do.
Yeah, that's
more
right.
Babies are made in the lead up to the holidays than any other time of the year because there's more cheer in the air, more time on our hands, and, you know, plenty of other reasons.
Yeah, you know, same stuff.
I want to see how long we can just talk around like this.
About innuendo and, yeah.
It's become a game in my head now. Despite that fact, September somehow isn't the most common month to be born. That's August.
Wow.
July is next, and then September is third. I don't understand
that. That's
how does
really
that even work?
How does that happen?
Your birthday is the day you're born.
Right?
It's your birthday.
Birthday. Day of birth.
The top, so that it's not just one or two, the top 10 are actually all between September 9th and September 20th, like we said before. But yet the most popular month to be born is August.
They spread it out. They spread it out in August, I guess. That's what it is.
There is a lot of us. There is a lot of us.
Yeah.
The least common month to be born is February.
Okay.
Partly because it has the fewest days.
Yes.
April is next, followed by November.
Hmm.
Whether you are born on September 9th, which again, you probably were, whether you realize it or
the
not.
The odds are, yes, yep.
Or on some lesser day of the year, here's more good info to have. People.com recently did a huge roundup of restaurants that give out free stuff on your birthdays.
Mm.
Most require you to sign up for their rewards club first because, of course, they do. Deals include free drinks at Starbucks, a Grand Slam breakfast at Denny's. Free pancakes at IHOP.
Nice.
Free curly fries at Arby's. A free dessert at Outback, Olive Garden, and TGI Fridays.
Yes, all well known for the desserts.
Yes.
I go there.
Outback, the desserts. That's what it's all about. I don't think I've ever been to an Outback, actually. And a free scoop of ice cream at a Baskin Robbins.
There you go.
That is good stuff there. That's all cool.
I do know that if you sign up, and I think you do have to sign up for it, but you do get a free scoop from Culver's, too, on your birthday.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
That's up there, too. But.
And the tiramisu dessert at Olive Garden is pretty darn good.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah?
I'll give you that.
I would try that. I don't know what to really do with any of this information. I just thought it was interesting.
It's interesting. Birthdays, you know?
And we're certainly going to be talking about birthdays
and
anniversaries.
You touch on anniversaries that we got a whole bunch today, and that makes sense because 9-9. I'm guessing there's a lot of people that get married because, you know, easy to remember numbers, which is actually not a bad idea.
That's the reason.
Well, I'm telling you.
No, but I wonder what the percentage is of people that get married on a certain day because it's their romantic day or it's their anniversary or, you know, when they met or something like that. Mm-hmm. Or, I'm not going to forget this.
Exactly.
Or they're not going to forget this.
Okay,
or
maybe more importantly, the other one, right?
I'll remember, but I just want to make sure they do. You know what? We'll make this simple. 99. They'll just be. And maybe they were, I don't know. I'm trying to think of now other ones. It would be really 10-10, of course.
Yeah, right. Stuff. Yeah, anything
getting
like that, right?
Holidays, I suppose. Any of that. Yeah. Well, let's take a look at this one then, gang.
All right.
Half a house for sale. Who wants half a house?
Got a half house here.
Got a half a house. Anybody? Any takers?
Which half?
Ooh, that's a good question.
As long as it has a bathroom, I'm good.
A real estate listing in California is garnering a lot of attention due to its unusual hook. It's half a house and for half a million.
Whoa.
The Monrovia home was struck by a fallen pine tree in May, leaving only half of the house standing.
Wow.
The house is listed at $499,000.
$1,000,
Listing agent Kevin Wheeler joked to the Los Angeles Times that it's an open concept floor plan. Wheeler said there has been a lot of attention to the online listing. It's half a house for half a mil. That's what everybody is reacting to.
How cute.
Wheeler said the residents were not injured in the collapse, but they decided the house wasn't worth repairing. They're older, and they don't have gas in the tank to kind of see that process through and everything.
Okay, that makes sense.
They thought that it'd be better for them to just move on. Mm. Wheeler said the most likely scenario is that the new owners will tear down all but a single wall and build a new home up from there.
Mm-hmm. The single wall? It's a real fixer-upper.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. There's been a lot of interest.
Half a mil.
I'm trying to see the location, like where this specifically is, because
I hope it's a great one, man.
It
better be.
Yeah, it doesn't even look like it's on the beach or anything like that.
Man.
So for half a million, you can come in and have to remove a whole bunch of stuff from the lot you just purchased, so you can start to rebuild.
Start to rebuild. Yeah, yeah. What's not to like?
Yikes. You can make it your own. It's not just a fixer upper. It's a ewer. It's a ewer. You get to make it yours. You get to make it all you want.
Oh goodness!
If you've got the money to move to California, I mean, maybe
anywhere you've already got in California.
Maybe you've already got this. They've got a real issue with that right now with a lot of the residents getting older and not being able to afford some of these places or keep them up. So you've got a lot of that going on. This isn't a shocking story, other than of course the half. The house thing.
Yeah, right, with the whole tree, yeah.
That part might be a little
surprising.
That was surprising.
A big tree. That must have been a huge tree. Wow.
Did the tree have a vendetta with the house?
Maybe
for years and years it had been planning for this, and finally.
It could also be a very small house.
That's true, too. It's true. It could cost that much.
Yeah.
Half a mil for that. James, now you got me thinking. Are all the trees out there really upset, but they can't move anywhere? They can't move. They're just all angry at humans, but they can't do anything about it until they fall over.
Oh, if they could talk. They're so angry.
Did that
happen during Lord of the Rings?
I was going to say, it's not tree beard. Not a nice one either. I don't think they're going to be nice.
Tree beard. Yeah. Good. Then those are good beard. Those are good trees.
Yes.
The world's largest. Darn it! That of course was going to move on me as soon as I started to read from it. The world's largest string cheese ball made it to Mexico. Everybody, so we can all rest easy. I know a lot of people were
rolling
worried.
Along this whole time.
Wow!
It would be great if that was that. I want that to be the case.
Just
so
rolling
much.
Along,
like,
on
it's been
own.
On its way, just rolling there, and it finally made it. Finally made it, everybody. A little later than we expected.
Follow the string of cheese; it leads to Mexico.
Literally.
Mexican City hosted a successful, nicely done by both of you. A Mexico City hosted a successful attempt for a tasty Guinness World Record, the world's largest string cheese ball. The state government said municipality Reyes Alta teamed up to organize the record attempt. The cheese makers used a rotating table to create the massive string cheese ball, which is also known as Akata cheese. The finished ball broke a record of 100,402 pounds.
That's a lot.
Organizers said it took about 2,641 gallons of milk to create the cheese.
Wow. So my question is, dude, Wisconsin, what's up?
Yep. Now the gauntlet's been set.
It has been. Come yep. on. You're going to be Mexico? Not Come that, on. You know, there's a lot of great things about Mexico. I do not associate cheese with Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Unless it's queso.
Yeah, queso, that's right, yes. Which they do better yeah. than anybody. But, man, mm-hmm. sorry, string cheese? No, that does not come up on my list of Mexican things, really.
There's a challenge out there.
Yeah.
There is a challenge, Wisconsin. Get on this. Best
come
string
on.
Cheese. Yeah.
You should be ashamed.
Now, who should do this, though? What city? Oh, I mean, I think Rudolph. I think Rudolph right got away. I mean, they got the factory
boy,
right
I
there.
I tell you. They might need to call in some backups, man. This might be a team effort
yeah,
to get
might
the
have
big
to join
cheese
up with, all right. With Marshfield.
Yeah,
or,
there you
sorry,
go.
Not Marshfield, but Mauston. Mauston has a big
yep, that's
cheese.
Right. Yeah,
through mm-hmm. there, and so does Toma. Car Valley cheese is a big one.
That's
so
true.
I'd like to see all of our great cheesemakers get together. But you know what? I'll do it.
You'll do it?
I'll do it. Yeah.
Okay.
Why not? I'll do
Are
it.
You make a lot of cheese, Jay?
No. Well, you've heard his show. No, he makes lots of cheese.
We'll be right Good back.
We'll be oh, right I don't think I'm going to have a job after this.
Right back with the El Cafe birthday and anniversary
Except
club.
Except getting fired.
It's Melissa and James on... No, it's Melissa and James on WFHR's Morning Show. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. What we want to do is tell you, Tuesday, treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe, 221 yes. Market Avenue, beautiful Port Edwards. Mm-hmm.
Taking a break today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a much-deserved break for the gang over there. But they'll be hard at work the rest of the week. Meet them there tomorrow at 221 Market Avenue, in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us.
All right.
And get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. Send them to info@WFHR.com. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. Email any of us here at this station. We always love hearing from you. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you can call up.
That's right, 715-424-2600. Wish your birthday or anniversary live on air.
Just a touch or two away with the Civic Media app. Go ahead and download the app and reach out to us anytime, everybody. It's also a great app to have when we do our Star of the Day on Friday, mm-hmm. do some of our contests and some of those things.
You know it.
And I don't mention that because we have tickets that we're going to give away later today at all.
Not at all.
That's not the reason.
What?
Giveaways? Yeah. Now, Melissa, keep this between the three of us for right now, okay? I want the audience to be surprised, but yes, we have some tickets to give away a little bit later.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's gonna be fun. For right now, let's have some fun. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4 possible qualifiers to get to.
Wow.
Seth, give me a 1 through 4.
3.
All right, gives us that qualifier. So we can go ahead and get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a very happy 29th anniversary to Bob and Carol Hilke. Of Ooh. Sun City, West Arizona.
Oh, wow. Bob and Carol.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah.
Pam's brother-in-law and sister-in-law. Mm-hmm. We wish Bob nice. And Carol a wonderful 29th yep. anniversary.
Where's Ted and Alice?
Yes, oh. nice.
Ooh, deep cut.
It was good. It was a good one, though. And nothing but anniversaries today,
everybody. Wow.
All anniversaries today.
That's odd. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. This is a very popular day. This is what's weird to me. It says it's a popular day to be born. It seems like a popular day
Apparently
to get married.
Apparently be married,
yeah.
too. Yeah.
First up on our list. Celebrating big number one, their first anniversary. Brett and Mackenzie Hasbrook.
Oh.
Happy anniversary. Brett and Mackenzie.
Happy anniversary, you two. Wishing you guys a great one.
Yep. You made it 1 year.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
first year.
It's all smooth sailing from here.
Yeah, right.
You're just going to get through that first year. Because I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, right.
Don't listen to me. Howie and son Nijan, we wish a happy 35th anniversary.
Ooh, 35. Congratulations.
Yeah, happy anniversary.
That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. We wish a happy 46th anniversary Ooh. To Joel and Carol Haupt.
Joel and Carol.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah.
H-A-U-P-T.
Haupt. Okay. Yep, something like that.
Joe, Carol, happy 46th to you both. And a happy 52nd anniversary to our qualifiers today, Dale and Karen Peters.
Dale and Karen.
Karen.
Congratulations.
Happy anniversary.
52. Wow. That's
a good one.
Over half a century. That's amazing, you two.
Yeah.
Happy 52nd and brag to everybody that you're qualifiers today.
That's right.
Go ahead and spread the word.
Mm-hmm.
let's go ahead and take a look at our celebrity list here. Let's see. Michelle Williams is 44. She was Heath Ledger's wife in Brokeback Mountain and Heath Ledger's unofficial widow in real life. She was, of course, Glinda in Oz in The Great and Powerful. She had a handful of performances over the years that just really stood out. She's kind of taken a step back from acting, become more of a mom and everything for over recent years. But their daughter, Matilda Rose Ledger, turns 19 next month.
Wow.
So she's kind of been acting a bit more in recent years and everything, and it's been good to see. But I can't believe that young lady is already 19. That's crazy.
That's amazing.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Michael Bublé is 49.
Wow. Bubbles.
Oh, Mr. Bubbles himself. He is so good. Like, I don't, I'll be honest, I don't have any of his music in my playlist or anything like that. It's not my thing, but I know good when you hear it.
I appreciate the showman that he is. He's actually quite good with audiences, and he's very talented.
He's a great MC. He's a great MC. And very, I don't know, very self-deprecating. Yes. I always appreciate, entertainers that can make fun of themselves. And
very Canadian, too.
Yes. Yeah, very, very Canadian. Very. Eric Stone Street is 53. Cameron on Modern Family.
Good actor. Very good.
Wow. Anybody, if you did not feel old today, maybe this will do it. Henry Thomas is 53. Elliot from E.T. is 53.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
I just realized he wasn't that much older than us when he was in the movie. Yeah. Wow.
I hadn't thought of that before.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and he was in quite a few movies. Legends of the Fall.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Henry Thomas had a nice career.
The Haunting of Bly Manor.
Mm-hmm. I like a lot of the work that he's done in his career.
A lot of horror. That's also why I have not seen him.
That would be why.
He's been
great. Except for Legends of the Fall.
He was good in that. Legends of the Fall, underrated movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
It's a good movie. The Sandman is 58. Adam Sandler, 58.
Wow.
Wow.
One of my favorites of all time.
He really doesn't look that old, I gotta say.
No.
He's held his age pretty good.
Well, a lot of people don't realize that Adam Sandler has masterfully worn and made sweatpants, something that is... a part of his everyday lifestyle and everything. If he dresses like a teenager, he always looks young.
There you go. There might be a point to that, actually.
I'm just making that
Or he feels younger. Maybe that's what it is.
He feels younger,
younger,
He's kind of eternally young. I mean, he's one of these guys that just has that kind of personality to him and the way he carries himself, a lot of that.
Even now he's got, older children and everything.
It's been funny to see the respect that he's gotten, the longevity. It's certain things where if you stay at it long enough, you end up becoming kind of an elder statesman almost in these things.
That's true.
And it's one of the smarter things that they have talked about in the industry for the last handful of years is the deal that he made with Netflix and how smart that was and how much that rejuvenated not only his career, but a lot of people that he works with. Mm-hmm. And now everybody wants that kind of deal.
Right.
Like they're going back to the old studio days, Seth.
That's fascinating.
Where Clark Gable would sign a three-picture deal with Paramount or somebody, and it's interesting to see, but it's also it's one of the biggest things that you could ask for in this industry: security.
Mm-hmm. That's very, very short. Very few and far between for that.
I'd do it.
But he is definitely popular enough now that he doesn't have to, he can do whatever he wants.
Oh, pretty much. Yeah.
Well, and if I'm him too, I'm playing with house money because I've also proven I'm a thespian. Mm-hmm. Like, watch Uncut Gems and tell me Adam Sandler can't act.
Yeah.
Like, good luck. Good luck even just finishing that movie, for one. It's a tough movie to watch, but his performance in it is incredible. And the fact that he was not nominated for an Academy Award is a black eye and an insult on the Academy and all of us SAG members, every one of us.
You know, I would have wanted him to, maybe he just didn't want to do it or anything. I'm not sure what it was. I would have liked to have seen him do more dramatic stuff. I really do.
I
think to not only to show the chops you're talking about, but for those of us who are not, that big on his comedy, I would have enjoyed it more if he would have done that. So
I think you're going to see that.
I hope so.
He's got one coming out in 2024, Spaceman.
Yeah, that one I think already came
out. Sci-fi adventure. Did it?
It's the one where he's stuck in space and he starts imagining.
Solo mission.
Oh,
he carried that movie by himself, man. Like that. It's a great performance.
It released in
February. Yeah, it was really good. And he did a great job. It's pretty much just him in the movie. And he really carried it. Let's see here. Constance Marie is 59. George's wife, Angie, on George Lopez show. Good actor.
Oh, yeah.
Hugh Grant is 64. Talk about rejuvenating your career.
Yeah, no kidding.
He's been able to do that.
He's done a fine job of getting into his third act now. I guess I don't even know what it is. But he's done a very good job with it.
Angela Cartwright is 72. Penny on the original Lost in Space. She was also Bridget Von Trapp in The Sound of Music.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Dave Stewart from the Eurythmics is 72, the other half of the Eurythmics.
Yes. Oh, what a producer. Man, is he
great
good.
Great producer.
Good song, good, excellent musician, very good producer. Yep.
Joe Theismann is 75, former Washington great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Broadcast, longtime broadcaster now. He's been, yeah. I think he's retired, but yeah, he was for a long time in the booth.
He is retired, though. Yep. Yeah, too. And the man that my mother wanted me to be, Topol, is born on this day in 1935, passed away in 2023. Those that don't know, of course, he is the Fiddler on the Roof.
That's right.
He was also Dr. Hans and Flash Gordon, if anybody
Sunrise,
cares about that.
Sunset.
But that is the role. My mother would look at that performance and tell me, Jimmy, that's what you should do. That's who I want you to be. That's all these different things. Like, yeah, good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck.
To be fair, I mean, he was in a few movies, but he was really a theater actor. He was much more a Broadway star. Yeah,
it's cool. I don't know if we'll ever see that again. I was really excited. I really thought that with the new Wicked movie, they're gonna get this one right. They're gonna, they've got him young enough. I still think that they could have casted, the original Broadway.
Christian Chenoweth and Idina Menzel.
I really thought they could do it. I really thought they might, and nope.
They sure didn't.
No. Back in the day, you used to see this all the time. Seth and I just talked about this on Director's Cut the other day with Arsenic and Old Lace, where they would take a successful Broadway play or just successful play, and, these actors have already proven that they can do these roles. Let's go ahead and bring them into the movie.
Ones who had never really done anything on film before, and they just in their 60s, and they brought them on, yep.
You can make the argument that this is the greatest example of that with the Topol.
That's right.
Fiddler on the Roof.
Yes.
The legend Otis Redding, born on this day in 1941, passed away way too young in 67. R&B legend, sitting on the dock of the bay. He's only 26, man.
Mm.
That song is, if somebody said, pick your favorite song, that song would pop in my head as idea, as, okay, is it that one? Is it? I don't know if it would be my pick, but it might be.
On Max right now, there's this great documentary about Stax Records, and they talk a lot about Otis Redding. What I didn't know is that most of the money that he earned being a singer, he put into his farm in Georgia. Mm. At his heart, he was a farmer. There's all these videos of him, his overalls, getting out there into the field and stuff. I was like, wow. Had no clue.
Yeah.
Otis Redding.
Cool. That's so cool. Colonel Sanders, born in this day in 1890, passed away in 1980. Kentucky Fried genius.
That's right. Harlan Sanders, yeah.
It's a good one. And Neil Hamilton, born in this day in 1899, passed away in 1984. Commissioner Gordon on the 60s Batman series. Good one.
Oh, man.
It's a good one.
That's good. It's not bad.
One more time, happy anniversary, everybody in the world. We just did a lot of anniversaries.
Apparently everyone got married.
Yeah, a lot of them today. Very happy anniversaries to everybody celebrating out there. And if there's some birthdays, we wishing you a good birthday out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Celebrate with us. Get us your birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. Looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
For now, we'll get to our news and sports break. We will come back and have some more fun. It's Melissa, Seth, and James taking you through your morning right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Can't seem to get my mind off of you. We hope you're having a great Monday out there. Thanks so much for joining us. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. And we're talking, actually, a little vacation. Thanks for setting me up, Go-Go's. I didn't even, that wasn't really planned.
Wasn't planned.
That was really nice of them.
That was really nice.
It's like, hey, Go-Go's, we're going to you. You have a song ready. And they had the vacation ready. That was pretty cool. So, believe it or not, it's time to start planning and booking your holiday flights.
Oh, yes.
Your vacation flights for your holidays. Oh, and think about it. Just go ahead. You don't have to do it, but you might want to start thinking about it. Google Flights has put out a list of the top trending travel destinations for Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's Eve.
Ooh.
Based on searches for travel dates around those holidays.
Mm-hmm.
The top 10 for Thanksgiving are Orlando, number one, followed by Cancun, New York City, Tokyo, London, Miami, Paris, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, and Honolulu.
Usual suspects there. Yep.
Yeah. Nothing too crazy. No, mm-hmm. No big outliers there.
Except that it's Thanksgiving.
That seems like
don't you go home for Thanksgiving
to celebrate this American holiday? I'm going to Paris. Yeah.
Right. London always is my favorite time of Thanksgiving year.
Right?
Yes. They may seem more extravagant than you'd expect, but it's early and people plan ahead more for bigger trips.
Mm.
Yeah. And let's face it, no one has been scrambling for flights, to a rural location or something that. Maybe the top 10, but that's a mistake actually, because even if it's not something you think, like, well, I'm not going to Hawaii, still get on those flights early if you can.
Well, mm-hmm. The earlier you do, the better chances you're getting paying a lower fee.
I keep thinking so much of this stuff. Well, it is just common knowledge, not necessarily, you know.
Especially if you don't fly a lot, especially if it's like once every couple of years or something like that. Maybe you don't know. Yeah. Mm.
Mm-hmm. The top 10 for Christmas and New Year's Eve are Tokyo, Orlando, Cancun, Miami, New York City, London, San Juan, Puerto Rico,
ooh,
Honolulu, Paris, and Las Vegas.
I think San Juan was the only one that sounded different.
That was a different list. One, right? Tokyo, yeah. You know, that I'm going to celebrate this greatest of Christian holidays by going to Tokyo.
Right. I
although they celebrate Christmas there too, so it's not a big deal.
It's not their New Year.
Mm. No. No, it's not.
So, being in, have you guys celebrated, Christmas or New Year's in a warm climate?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Yes, I have. Yeah.
So you get a little bit of this idea. You get a little feel of this if you've done that before. Mm-hmm. I know I've joked before in California, I had to remind people Christmas was coming up. It just seemed like literally the week of Christmas or the week before Christmas is when everybody, all of a sudden, boom, everybody's decorations were out. Their trees were up.
Wow.
And it was all like clockwork. Like anywhere I was staying in Carpinteria and Santa Barbara, even in Los Angeles, you saw this happen, and it was just kind of boom, boom, boom. Everybody just did that, and they were very into Christmas. They celebrated it like crazy. Mm-hmm. Once that they got to that 2 week kind of area, there,
right?
Just within a short,
very specific time. Yeah,
yeah. I don't know. So Orlando. I do have to ask: is Disney World in Orlando? Is
yes.
that why it was
just outside of Orlando?
Okay,
yep.
Okay.
Yeah. And they do, and Disney World does lots of Christmas stuff, so I'm not surprised.
This is not me taking a shot. I've never been there, just from what I've heard from people that have mm-hmm. lived in Florida. But outside of that, I don't know that there's a lot taking people to Orlando.
I don't know. The city proper, there's not anything more. I mean, it's like any other big city, you know, it's got its stuff, but people are going there for one reason, yeah.
Mel hit it on the head, I feel like, earlier, you know, the Thanksgiving especially, I would think all of these, maybe not New Year's, but Thanksgiving, Christmas, those are family holidays. Those are holidays you want to see friends and family and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But if you could, let's say that, hey, your friends and family, they got something else going on.
Okay right.
You know,
right.
They're like, you know, you get the holiday off. Mm-hmm. You get the holiday off. You can go wherever you want. I do think it would be kind of cool to celebrate like Christmas or New Year's or Thanksgiving in a different country. Mm-hmm. Just to experience it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be away from my family or anything like that. But but hey, you know what? We could use a break from you this year, Jimmy. Do you mind?
Go elsewhere.
Just wherever is farthest away. It's not for personal.
God's sake, take a vacation,
would
man.
You just for the love of God. Go. Just go. Did you guys pack my bag for me?
Yes.
Yes. Go.
Your toothbrush is there. Just get out of here.
Where am I going? It doesn't matter. Just go.
We're just putting you on a plane.
Yes.
And if that is your wish, you know, like that, you can get some really cheap flights last minute. If
yeah,
you don't care where
you're
going.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can fill up some stuff. Yeah.
That is a dream of mine. And I feel a little silly saying this out loud. But honestly, that is one of those things that since I was a little kid bopping around O'Hare Airport or something. Mm-hmm. And you would see people. And it looked like I didn't know this because I, of course, wasn't talking to these people. But they would look up at the numbers. There it is. Or something like that. And mm-hmm. they go run into the checkbook. And
yeah, just, right.
I think that would be so much fun if you were able to just go, you know what? I'm just going to pick a flight.
Yep.
And I'm going to go to Greenland.
Yeah,
you know,
right,
something like
exactly.
That.
Yeah.
Check this out.
Well, I know for myself, one thing I would like to check out, you know, is the old classic, you know, the English Christmas. They do a lot of stuff. But the problem is I feel that maybe they don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
And I would be so disappointed. I'd go over to London and it's like, well, this effort is so boring. Yeah.
I talked a while ago to a friend of mine who, you know, is of a proud Irish descent and was looking forward to going to Ireland and was so happy about getting there. And like an hour later, they text me, man, this is Americanized. What are you talking about? Like, they didn't realize Ireland, for those that don't know, Ireland is one of the big tech capitals of the world.
It is,
like,
yeah.
Like, they've modernized quite a bit over
there. They have.
I mean, he found eventually some areas where he could go that was very old school.
Rural, and yeah.
Plenty of Ireland that is still Ireland, whatever you want to say there. But it's also, like any other place in the world, it's modernized, and it's done very well for itself.
Big cities are big cities, no matter where you go.
Yeah.
And they all kind of look the same, you know? No, it's true.
it's one of those things where they tell you a lot. This is where I think a trip advisor and people like that can be really helpful. Like,
yes.
Do you want to go to London or do you want to go to, you know, old London, old school London?
When I did go to England, I mean, of course, I flew into London because that's, you know, the major transportation hub. Mm-hmm. But I did go up to the Midlands, which is where I was, you know, that's where I was supposed to go. And that was very much the old, you know, the English town kind of thing with the pub is the center of everything. So that was really cool. So I was able to see that kind of stuff. So
when you travel, are you guys more likely to like take in, like win in Rome and try the local cuisine and those things? Or are you the person that's looking for the local, the Nick Burger
King? McDonald's, right? Yeah.
Heck yeah. Local cuisine all the way.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
That's always more interesting. Yeah.
Even I'm that way. And I'm the most picky one of all of us. Right. And even I'm that way where if I'm in a different location, even if I'm in another town in America, I want to try like their local stuff and everything.
Well, there's a reason they eat it there. You know, it's good food. It's just different from what you usually eat. You know, if you're afraid, you know, that it's not necessarily it's bad food. It's just different food. Then you're going to be the one that goes to like McDonald's or something like that, even though they do specialty things, you know, like in Japan. You know, there's things at McDonald's there you wouldn't get here because it's the culture. You know, it's different.
See, now there's a reason to maybe try some of those places a little bit.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Just to see what's different on the menu. Sure. Yeah.
Check them out. Yeah. Where would you go?
You can't eat every meal. There's lots of choices.
That's right. That's right.
Lots of meals.
Where would you go out there, everybody? Give us a call and let us know. 715-424-2600. 424-2600. We'll take a quick time out. We'll check in with our partners. We'll come back and have some more fun as we talk about, well, I don't know, the six deadliest jobs in America.
Oh, great.
That was cheerful. Great job, James. We're going to have some fun talking about, we'll cover this when we come back.
How to die on the job.
And more information on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you, and we are joined by somebody else. Let's go find out who. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, James.
Hey, how are you, sir?
Not so bad. When I was in Vietnam, they opened up Australia as a place to go for R&R. So I went to Sydney for about 6 days, but the person I went with is more of a party guy, and I didn't like that at all. I wish I can go back to Australia and visit the countryside a little bit. Cause I missed that with him. You know, it was, he was all the bar people and all that silly. And I wish I would have been smarter and went on my own. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. But that is a really interesting story, sir.
Yeah.
My papa, my grandpa, spent one Christmas in Hawaii. And he talked about it my whole life, about how much he enjoyed it and everything over there. And it was difficult, obviously, so many of you away from friends and family. Having any moments like that are great to hear. Australia, interesting.
I spent 3 years in Hawaii, too, and that was the thing I missed the most was family,
I appreciate your service and appreciate your call, sir. Thank you, as always.
Thank you.
Have a good morning. Yeah, we'll talk soon. We'll talk soon. Interesting one. Interesting.
That was a good one. I like that. Yeah.
Australia would be an interesting place to spend any holiday, really.
I agree, because it's in the southern hemisphere, and it'd be summertime.
It'd be warm.
It'd be nice and warm.
There you go. Yeah. Did not even occur to me. I'm sitting here thinking about a boomerang on Christmas. I don't know why. That's my brain. Our brains. Yeah. So this is an interesting one, and I think one that we go over every once in a while. Some of us come across stories and articles on these kind of things. For every 100,000 people working in the U.S., nearly 4 of them die on the job every year. Hey. And if you're thinking, the only way I could die on my job is boredom. No, there's other ways. Mm. Here are the 6 deadliest jobs in America, according to a new report. Want to start at the bottom, at the top of this one? How do you want to do this?
Bottom.
All right.
Yep.
Driver, sales workers, and truck drivers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
30 deaths per 100,000 workers.
Oof. That's higher than I'd expected. Wow.
Aircraft pilots and flight engineers, 36 per 100,000.
Huh. Thanks.
Construction.
Nah, that wouldn't make sense.
39 mm-hmm. per 100,000.
Yep.
Fishing and hunting workers, 51 Ooh. Deaths per 100,000.
Out in the elements, that does make sense, yes.
Yeah.
Roofers. Number 2 on the list, roofers.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
58 per 100,000.
Whoa. Okay. Wow.
And logging workers, 101 deaths per 100,000 workers.
Wow. That is hard work. My goodness.
Not a fun topic. I get that, everybody. Mm-hmm. And we try to be a very fun morning show. But we also try to not only inform you, but to create some empathy out there and some understanding of what it is like in some of these jobs.
Very dangerous.
And as I have known people in almost every one of these industries, one of the things that I know that they push and tell you, this gives you an opportunity to appreciate your job.
Like, that's true, yes.
There's certain gripes, there's certain mm-hmm. things. It's a Monday morning. We're all feeling, every one of us, no matter how much you love or hate your job, you're feeling some of those gripes and grimaces and all that right now. Are you doing any of these jobs?
Right.
Because if you're not, I mean, it's not to say that your job is not tough. It doesn't have right. dangers or any of those mm-hmm. things. You are entitled to those feelings. It's just good to have some perspective sometimes. Perspective can be one of the greatest, best friends you ever have.
Right, right, exactly.
And, you could be doing one of these gigs.
Right.
One, appreciate what you have.
Well, you know, and the appreciation for me is to understand that the jobs that we just listed there, that used to be like every job. You know, at some point in recent history, last 200 years, if you had a job, it was physical, and it was probably dangerous.
Yeah.
And so those of us who get to sit around and talk into microphones for a living, that's I'll take that. I appreciate being able to do that for a living. So
we appreciate all the people out there working these jobs mm-hmm. right now, because I don't know that our lives, what they would be without these positions or without the good people
Very
out
important,
there working
yes.
so many of these jobs. Mm-hmm. And they're not, I don't think that that's a list that we would have come up with all 6 of those.
No, but I wouldn't have. No.
I know people in these industries and I wouldn't have. So mm-hmm. I feel pretty confident saying that like none of us would have necessarily come up with these top 6. There's a lot of jobs that I would have thought would have been in there that weren't in there. Mm-hmm. So there's that too.
And I think too, if you look by region, area. Loggers, we probably have a number of loggers in our state, obviously.
We do, yeah, I think so.
But farming is also can be a very dangerous job.
Exactly.
Moving equipment, a lot of farm accidents tend to
be. We hear about a lot of them just because of where we live, exactly. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think if you look by region, I think those jobs would be a lot different.
A little more different. I think you are mm-hmm. correct, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But overall, jobs have become more safe because of regulations that have been put in place to help keep people safe.
Yep. Yep. That's been a big deal. Yes. Yes.
Melissa, you and I, I'm telling you. Or can she see my computer? I don't know. But
well, I hope she can. That'd be weird.
I got from Indeed.com the safest jobs. Safest
jobs. Oh, all right. Okay. Nice.
Safest jobs in America. This is in the U.S. Keep that in mind.
Okay. Yep.
We'll just start from the top here.
Yep.
Telemarketer. Telemarketer.
Talking for a living.
Yes. 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 Interpreter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Another
job. And an interesting game. Job. That yeah. would be an interesting job, yeah.
Paralegal.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Paralegal. I could see that. Mm-hmm. A nutritionist.
Yes. As long as you don't tell someone to eat like poison or something, you're good. Yeah.
That's the thing. My brain, the way it works, every one of these jobs, as I say it, I'm thinking of something with some crazy
scenario. How could it be
scenario.
Dangerous, right?
Yeah, that could be dangerous. And it all,
eat the salmonella. You know,
it all involves like dealing with the wrong people.
Yeah.
Everything is not a movie script.
You're so right.
That's
Thank
true.
You. Thank
Very
you,
true.
Melissa. I need that being told to me at least once a day. Accountant.
Yes, these are all safe. And, you know, although I think a lot of people would find these jobs boring, but that maybe is not such a bad thing. You know, it's boring, but it's safe.
You know, but there are people that absolutely love
That's true.
Numbers and
they
love
do,
yeah. accounting.
100%.
You know?
There is a parallel universe where my father is one of the world's greatest accountants.
There, see?
Yeah,
yep,
yeah,
yep.
Absolutely. And loving that life.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
100%. Or is it 90-10?
Nice. Executive assistant shows up in there.
There you go.
I this is one of those jobs.
Safe, but not stress-free.
No.
And a lot of people don't really know what that is. What an executive assistant is.
Yeah, I know.
It varies by different, you know,
watch
fields.
Watch the Devil
and stuff.
Wears Prada. There you go. Then you see how bad it can get, right?
Nice, nicely done. Yeah. Content manager.
Huh. Whatever that is.
Now that one. That's just
how that's. Could you have a more vague job title than content manager?
I had somebody at a business
Seriously.
Meeting hand me a business card once, and it had like three different titles on it, and they all were like that. Content manager, assistant to the general.
Yeah.
Assistant to the general manager. Like,
right,
it was all
yeah.
just like this like hot word. Like you're just trying to make yourself sound important.
Right, yeah. You're a gopher. You get coffee.
Yes.
That's what you do, yeah.
Librarian comes up at number 8 on this list.
Boy, there's a good job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We love our librarians. And I'm not just saying that because my sister's one.
Copywriter. Yeah.
There you go.
It's certainly a tough job and can be very stressful, as you would talk to any of us here in the studio or anything. But it's in this company, I mean.
Yeah, that's right.
But
we've
yeah.
all done it. Yep.
Senior medical coder. Medical coders are healthcare professionals that translate documented medical treatments into alphanumerical codes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I love how the fact that it's the senior medical coder.
Yes,
it's very dangerous if you're not the senior, though. I mean,
until you get to that senior spot, man, you are just hoping.
It's like
just
it's a jungle out there, man.
Just dodging stuff left and right.
If you get it wrong, it could be dangerous.
Oh,
yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Mm. Archivist comes in at number 11. Archivist.
And if you don't like people, you know. No,
yeah, yeah. That might be a job that I was doing in a parallel universe.
There you go. Yep, there you
I
go.
I really love history.
You'd probably enjoy that, yeah.
I think I would. I think I'd like that. Human resources manager, a job I probably would not like.
I don't know. If you have to fire someone, that might be a little
bit. I wouldn't
more
be good at that.
But,
I would not be good at firing somebody.
Yeah, no.
I would not. They would have to really have earned it. They would for me to really be like, yeah, you're out of here, buddy.
The world's most favorite human resources director, James Maloff, because he would never fire anybody.
I just realized something else, too. If I had to do something like that, I wouldn't be able to do it in my regular voice. Did you notice? Like, even just
your voice
joking,
changed. It was.
Hey, get out of here. I wouldn't be able to.
You'd have to play a role, you know?
This poor person, yes, I'm playing a role as I'm giving them some of the harder news they're going to hear and all that. Like, I'm sorry, we got to let you. I'm sorry, everybody.
It was really weird. All of a sudden, he sounded like Ed Asner. I don't know what happened.
Hey, you had a good run. It was good while it lasted. Let's not cry over this. Good luck out there. I wouldn't be able to do it seriously.
No, you wouldn't.
Human resources manager is one of those ones that I could see as being safe, but not maybe
not necessarily fun.
Yeah,
it's very stressful. Yeah.
Technical writer. Mm-hmm. Technical writers translate originally technical documents.
Yes.
You know? Yeah, I could see that one being pretty safe. Web developer as well.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. As a side note, they put the yearly income for all these jobs, all of them way up there.
See, yeah, decent very, amount. You know, yeah,
you're getting paid well to do these jobs.
And it's safe, you know. There
and
you go.
Systems and analysis.
Another one of those jobs I don't know what they do.
Yeah, yeah.
You just analyze systems. What does that mean? You analyze
systems? System analysts are information technology IT professionals that design, plan, implement, and mainstream systems depending on the particular needs of a business or organization.
Wow, that didn't clear up anything.
No. That's a bunch of busy words. Those
yeah.
Busy words right there. Just to let you know, they plug things in and out. Yeah. Did you try
unplugging it?
Try unplugging it and plugging it back in. Statistician comes in there as well.
Yep.
That one is difficult. There's a lot to know when you're talking about statistics.
The one math class I took in college, statistics, and I hated it. I was terrible at it. Mm. It was awful.
And an actuary. An actuary.
Taxes.
Yeah, yeah. all of those very safe jobs.
Very safe jobs.
All those safe jobs.
Yep.
A lot of paper pushing.
That is true. Yeah, paper cuts, I guess, are a danger, but that's about it.
Those can be serious.
that's the thing, too. You do a job like this just to play it safe.
Die by a thousand paper cuts.
Yeah. you're in the
They get really bad at your job if you're getting that many paper cuts. Yeah. Seriously.
It is hard to feel too bad. I did want to touch on this one, too, as we're getting ready for break, because we'll get into some entertainment news in a little bit. Starting the 9 o'clock hour is going to have a very fun and special Kitchens Open that we're looking forward to.
A very special Kitchens Open.
And tonight on a very special...
It's so special.
I don't know what I was doing there. Macaulay Culkin is going on tour. He'll be talking about Home Alone. He's going to be touring, talking about Home Alone.
Wow. Really?
The show, billed as a nostalgic night with Macaulay Culkin, kicks off on November 30th in Buffalo, New York, and winds up December 15th in Massachusetts. Pre-sale starts today.
Oh, okay.
The show will include a screening of the movie, followed by a Q&A with the audience. There will also be a VIP package that includes a photo op with Macaulay. You can go to homealonetour.com to find out more. Homealonetour.com to find out more.
All right.
Would you like to see more of this as we are getting... We're not pulling back on nostalgia. We're just going to keep going
all in on nostalgia. You know what? I think this is one of those examples of the demand I probably think is there. It's such a very... It's a movie that a lot of people feel very, like you said, nostalgic about.
Yeah.
And have him go up... I think it's worth it in terms for, like money. You know, I think they're going to make a lot of money on this.
Yeah,
but, probably. You know, I don't know. There's nothing wrong with it. I don't see any problem with it if people are willing to go.
Is this better than writing a book about the a memoir of the experience? Because, As You Wish... Question. Which is a memoir of The Princess Bride, and it's written with the actors voiced it, actually, did the audiobook for it, and it was a fantastic listen.
That's very cool.
I like that.
They could turn that into a tour if they wanted to.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
See?
Yes. I like the idea of the audience being able to ask the questions.
That's cool.
That is a good way to do that. I do like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
I'm going to be following that, see how that tour does. And see if that's the next popular thing. We will be coming up with the next popular thing. The Kitchen's Open is coming up right at the top of the hour on the morning show at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.